16-year-old Hmong resident Dylan Yang was convicted of reckless homicide in adult court for the stabbing death of 13-year-old Isaiah Powell during a fight between two groups of young people in 2015. On May 31st, demonstrators from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and California will converge on Wausau for a March for Peace, according to Hmong community leader Mao Kang.
This march has affected, not just Hmong in Wausau, but it's across the nation. It's a peace march for healing, reflecting, and bringing community together, and then addressing anti-bullying, violence prevention, and of the criminal justice system.
Kang questions whether juveniles should be tried in adult court. The march has been publicized by Hmong leaders in Minneapolis and Fresno, California. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News. The May 31st March for Peace grew out of a Wausau stabbing incident. 16-year-old Hmong resident Dylan Yang was convicted in adult court in the death of 13-year-old Isaiah Powell, leading some in the Hmong community to question the legal system. Brad Karger is the Marathon County Administrator.
Protest is a part of the American way. As long as the protest that is peaceful, reflects well in our community, and reflects well in the Hmong community, I think it would be well received.
Kam Tong Yang, president of Wausau's Hmong American Center, says he hopes the march will be educational.
It's about our community and our children, and we want to teach them what is right and what is wrong, and getting into fights and stabbing, killing each other, that's not right.
The demonstration has been publicized by Hmong activists in Minneapolis and Fresno, California. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.